we're now working with foreigners, and so this is new ground for us. We had never worked with foreigners before in this kind of capacity. Before we came to Phuket, someone had referred to us a lady who had been working here for a number of years, didn't have any church that she was a part of, and so we, you know, met up with her for lunch and got to know her a little bit, and then that contact led to another contact that led to another contact. And each person that we were running into, over and over again, we had heard from them that they didn't know that there were other Christians on the island, or even other Christian workers on the island. So God used the church to be a place to connect these people together, to get to know one another.
Well, the average foreigner is only here about 3 to 6 months. So that gives our church a revolving door. It pushes us to welcome people quickly and to make them feel part of the family quickly. We meet in a brand new international school in Phuket. It's got a beautiful facility. We worship together, and afterwards we eat lunch together in the cafeteria.
God began to bring people together and just form this sense of community because these people, they just wanted it. We didn't have to convince people to come to church. They were looking for a place where they could connect with one another socially and then grow spiritually, but even to be able to help partner together, because some of the folks were involved in some kind of Christian ministry. Through the church was able to help connect people together that way, to partner together.
Good morning. It's a joy for us to be back with you again. There's a number of faces that I remember when we first came this morning. I'm sorry if I don't remember your name, though. My hair is whiter now than it was 4 years ago.
So.
But we are so happy to be here today. Because for Bonnie and I, we feel like this is our church too. Because we have known you, some of you, for almost 20 years. I remember with Francis and Tim, we renovated this building together and many others. And when your kids were just junior high, I remember playing hockey with them here too. So NCAC is very special to Bonnie's and my heart. But before I talk to you this morning, I want to thank you so much. As a Christian and Missionary Alliance church, you help support over 211 missionaries. There is no way that we could do our work in Thailand without you helping us. So thank you so much for praying for us. Thank you for giving to the Global Advance Fund. And thank you for encouraging us. Because we do this together, we believe that. For those of you who might be new to the church, in the last 4 years, we have been in Thailand since 1999. We have done a number of different ministries with the CMA. For the first 13 years, we were primarily doing Thai work. Training leaders in Thai churches. But these last 4 years, we were living in the southern part of Thailand. We were living on the island of Phuket, which is right here. We went there to relaunch a work for the CMA. We went to start up an international church. There are over 20,000 foreigners living on the island of Phuket.
And
there aren't very many groups who are trying to share the gospel with them.
And
praise God, this last June, when we left Phuket, we left a church of almost 100 people.
在過去6月的時候,我們感謝神,當我們離開的時候,那裡有多過100個會友在當中。
Before we went to Phuket, there was no church.
當我們去布吉之前,那裡是沒有教會的。
And now, 4 years later, there's a church of 100 people.
但4年之後,那裡有一間教會,有多過100個會眾在裡面。
And you helped to make that possible.
是因為你令到這件事情能夠成就。
So you partnered with us. So that is to your credit also. So thank you for helping us to represent you in Thailand. If you have been a part of a church for a length of time, you have probably heard people like myself come and talk about missions. You have heard stories about from Africa or Asia or Latin America. You have heard stories of people who have chosen to believe in God and want to follow God. And you've also heard about the many people who have not yet heard the gospel. And most likely, you have been challenged by someone like me to consider going to one of these countries. As you have listened to these stories, maybe you've asked yourself this question. Should I go or should I stay?
我應該去,還是應該留下呢?
Should I go to one of these countries and join God in what He's doing?
我應不應該去到這些其他國家,去跟神的工作參與?
Or should I stay here in Canada and help other people to go?
還是我應該留在加拿大,去支持其他人出去,傳福音呢?
I do want to share some stories with you today.
我在今天的時候想跟大家分享一些故事。
And I do want to share some statistics with you also.
我想跟大家分享一些數字。
And I do want to challenge you to consider going to one of these countries.
我亦都想挑戰大家來到去到一些外地的國家。
So you can think about that as I talk this morning.
當我跟你講的時候,希望大家都能夠去思想這些問題。
But first, I want to give you three reasons why you should think about going instead of staying.
但開始的時候,我想給大家有三個理由,為何你可以考慮去出去不同的國家,而不是留在加拿大。
But let me pray for you first. Let's pray.
請大家一起低頭祈禱先。
Dear God, we thank you for this time right now.
天父,我們實在為了這個時刻,我們多謝你。
God, we have come here today to hear from you.
我們今天來到你的殿中,是要聽你自己的說話。
So God, would you speak to our heart by your Holy Spirit?
聖靈求你真是親自來到跟我們的心來到說話。
Show us, O God, what you want us to do.
請你來到讓我們看見,你要我們在我們的生命裡面做什麼。
Show us if you want us to maybe go or maybe stay.
讓我們看見,你的心意是要我們去,或是留。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶穌基督的名求,阿門。
God first got my attention about world missions in 1988. It was during my last year of high school. During my last year, I heard a number of missionaries speak about missions. But before that, I never considered being a missionary. I was studying law at the time. And was quite content about becoming a lawyer. But at the same time, I could not deny what God was doing in my heart. He was getting my attention about missions and building a burden in my heart.
神是叫我对宣教开始有注意，亦都系将一个负担在我心里边。
Then on May 1st, at the end of a message, I responded to God.
咁喺五月一号嘅时候，喺讲完道之后，我对神呢个呼召有一个回应。
He invited those who are willing to serve God as a missionary to come forward.
佢系邀请有心去做宣教士嘅嚟到去前面。
As a way to say to God, God, I'm willing to go if you want me to.
咁就系同神讲话，如果你要我去嘅时候，我系愿意嚟到系去。
I did not know at the time if that was God's will for my life.
但当时候我唔知道呢个咪系神喺我生命里边嗰个心意。
But I remember going forward.
但我好记得我行咗去前面。
I told God, I'm willing to go if you want me to.
我同神讲，如果你要我去嘅时候，我系愿意去。
A number of years ago, my mom asked me this question.
在几年之前，我妈妈问过一个问题。
Why do you need to go?
点解你要去呢？
There are lots of people here in Canada who need to hear the gospel.
在加拿大，不是有很多人都是同样需要听福音的吗？
What she said is true.
她所讲的是正确的。
There are lots of people here in Canada who have never heard the gospel.
在加拿大，有很多人都从未听过福音。
There is a great need here in Canada.
在加拿大同样有很大的需要。
But in answering this question, I think it's important to look at the issue from the viewpoint of opportunity instead of need.
但是在这件事情，我想大家来到去留意的时候，我们是去看机会而不是看需要。
You see, there is need everywhere.
周围都是有需要。
In the world right now, there are 7.5 billion people.
现在全世界是有75亿人。
Of that 7.5, 2.5 billion people say they believe in God and follow God.
有25亿的人是认识神，他说他认识神，而且是跟随神的。
Now, I don't know how many people have not heard the gospel.
我不知道有多少人是从未听过福音。
Or have heard the gospel but said, no, I don't want it.
或者是他们曾经听过福音，但他们拒绝了这个福音。
But maybe that is 1 to 2 billion people.
但这里可能是有一至到二亿人。
So if I do my math correct,
如果我做我的数是啱的时候，
7.5
有七十五亿
minus 2.2
减二十二亿
minus 1 to 2 billion
减十二。
I'm sorry, Emily.
Sorry.
That's about 2 to 3 billion people that have not heard the gospel yet.
咁係有二至三十億嘅人未聽過福音。
Okay, finish with the math.
Thank you.
Folks, there is need all over the world.
呢個世界上面有好多嘅需要。
But the issue is not need.
但係嗰個嘅問題唔係需要嘅問題。
The issue is access.
个问题嘅个主要个问题嘅时候就系呢个嘅去接进嘅呢个嘅权。
Access to hear the gospel story。
喺呢个去接进呢个权利嚟到系去听到呢个福音。
Here is the first reason why you should consider going。
呢个系第一个原因，点解你要去考虑你要出去。
There is less opportunity for people to hear the story of Jesus there than here in Canada。
喺外边嘅人。是听到福音的机会是比加拿大里面的人是少的。
I am very thankful to God for allowing me to be born in this country.
我很感谢神让我能够有机会在加拿大里面出生。
I am thankful to my parents who brought me to church since I was a little boy.
我很感谢神在我很小的时候我父母就带我回教会。
Where I heard about God's love for me and how I can have a relationship with God.
我就认识到神对我的爱和我怎样能够跟神有一个关系。
Let's fast forward to today, 2017.
那我们就很快来到今天这个时候了。
Since we came back to Canada last June, I am amazed at the number of churches I have seen in this country.
在我六月回来的时候，我实在很惊讶，在加拿大有这么多的教会。
Whether it is in Calgary, Alberta, or here in the GTA.
或者在卡加里，或者在多伦多的大都市的地方，都有很多的教会。
There is a lot of churches.
周围都是教会。
Now the good thing about that is this.
有什么好处呢?
If someone wanted to know about God,
如果有人是想认识神的时候,
you would not have to travel very far to find a church.
你不需要走很远就可以找到一间教会。
Where someone could tell you about God.
有人能够去介绍神给你认识。
Now, I suppose some churches are more effective in telling people about Jesus than other churches.
我相信有一啲嘅教会系对传福音系比另外一啲嘅教会系更加嘅有效。
But my point is this.
但系我嘅重点系乜嘢咧？
In many other areas of the world, people have a lot less opportunity to find another Christian, let alone another church.
喺世界其他国家嘅里边，佢哋系好少有机会能够揾到一个基督徒，更加唔好讲话去揾到一间嘅教会。
They have to travel very far just to find a church or another Christian.
他们要去到很远的地方才能够找到一间教会或者找到一个基督徒。
In Canada, we have Christian television programs.
在加拿大的时候，我们有福音的电视台。
We have Christian radio stations.
我们有福音的收音机的电台。
We have Christian bookstores.
我们有基督教的书局。
If you want to learn about God, you can go to any of these places.
如果你要认识神的时候，你可以有很多不同的方法和媒介。
But there are many cities in many countries around the world that don't have access to these same things.
但是在这个世界里面有很多国家都是没有这些方便以致他们能够认识主耶稣。
That is one of the reasons why we left Canada 20 years ago to go to Thailand.
所以就在20年前为什么我们离开了加拿大去到泰国这个地方。
Thailand is a country of 70 million people.
泰国是有7000万的人。
The church is growing slow and steady.
教会是很慢的，但是很渐渐的来到是去增长。
But there is still less than 1% that know God.
但是是少过1%的人是认识神的。
And that is after 150 years of missionaries being in Thailand.
这个是经过了已经有150年的宣教士在当地的工作。
I will explain why that statistic is so low in a moment.
我一阵会去解释点解呢个数字系咁低嘅。
I want you to look at a map of Thailand.
我希望同大家睇下泰国嘅一个地图。
It shows you the growth of the church since the very beginning.
你会睇到嗰个教会嘅增长从开始嘅时候嗰个嘅进度。
I want you to notice how the church has grown.
我想俾大家睇到嘅教会系点样嚟到增长。
Each yellow dot represents one church.
每一黄色嘅点嘅时候系代表一间嘅教会。
And you can see the number of churches written here in the middle.
咁喺中间你睇到嘅数字系不断转嘅时候，就有几多间嘅教会系增长紧。
So as you can see, the church is very strong up in the north part.
咁你会睇到喺北部嘅时候，教会系非常之嘅强健。
And right here is about Bangkok, right there.
喺东北西北嘅时候就系曼谷嘅地方。
But there are many areas in Thailand.
但是在泰国有很多的地方
in the northeast part,
在东北的地方
and down here in the south,
还有在南部的地方
where there is no church.
那里是没有教会的存在的。
One of the blessings about working in Thailand is that all the religions are protected under the monarchy.
在泰国里面服侍的一个是非常感恩的地方的时候，就是他所有的宗教都是被这个帝国主义来保护的。
This means that we have total freedom to share the gospel wherever we want.
我们是有绝对的自由来到是去去传福音。
But that is not the same in the countries around Thailand.
但是在泰国周围附近的国家就不是这样的情况了。
Thailand is located in Southeast Asia.
泰国是在东南亚这个地方。
We'll see the next map. You can see Laos and Vietnam and Cambodia.
你会看到寮国、越南和柬埔寨在它旁边。
In Burma at the top,
在缅甸上面,
in Laos, in Vietnam,
在寮国和越南在它旁
边, we do not have the freedom to share the gospel story anywhere we want.
在那些国家, 我们没有这个自由来到去将这个福音传开。
In Malaysia down south,
在马来西亚在南边的地方,
there is some freedom but also some restrictions.
那里是有一些自由, 但也有很多的限制。
Many international workers start up businesses to teach English to get into those countries.
有好多国际嘅童工喺嗰度系开始做生意，或者佢哋去教英文嚟到去将福音嚟到带入去。
And they look for ways to have spiritual conversations with the people that live there.
然后就喺嗰度希望能够有一个机会同佢哋嚟到谈及属灵嘅事情。
With the people that visit their business.
当有啲人嚟到去做同佢哋喺生意上面有来往。
Or the students that come to their English class.
或者佢哋嘅学生嚟到去学英文嘅时候。
Some people have referred to the Apostle Paul as the first missionary.
有人说保罗就是第一个宣教士。
In the first century AD,
在第一世纪的时候，
God recruited Paul.
神是呼召了保罗。
To take the gospel to non-Jewish peoples.
神呼召保罗是将福音带到去不是犹太人外邦人的地方。
Who lived in Italy?
在意大利的地方。
And Greece,
在希臘的地方,
and Turkey,
和在土耳其的地方,
and Syria,
和在敘利亞的地方。
Paul would travel to these cities and live there for a few weeks.
保罗就会去这些不同的城市来到每个地方住几个星期的时间。
And he would share the story of Jesus with anyone who would listen.
他就是和有兴趣有心去听这些故事的人来传讲耶稣的故事。
During one of his journeys, he was in Ephesus, Turkey.
在其中一个的旅程的时候，他在土耳其这个地方。
While he was there, he wrote these words for us.
在那里的时候，他是这样去写过这些的说话。
They're recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse
9. 他是在哥林多前书第16章第9节。
This is what he said about the city of Ephesus.
他这里是讲以弗所的教会，他讲了什么的事情。
He said,There is a wide open door for a great work here, although many oppose me.
虽然有很多人是敌对我，但是这里的门是宽大和有功效的。
This is how we feel about Thailand.
这个就是我们对泰国的一个的观感。
There is a wide open door for God to do a great work.
那里有一个宽大的门是让神来做好有功效的工作。
But there are many forces at work trying to stop the church from growing.
但当地亦都有好多嘅势力，以致到教会系唔能够嚟到增长。
We may have freedom politically，
可能喺政治上边我哋有呢个自由。
But there are huge cultural, social, and religious obstacles that make it difficult。
但系佢喺文化、喺社会同埋宗教上边有好多嘅阻滞。
That is why the church is so small after 150 years of missionaries being there.
这个就是为什么虽然有150年的宣教的历史，但是教会的增长仍然是非常的缓慢。
Let me explain some of the obstacles we face in Thailand.
让我和大家解释一下有一些什么的阻滞，以致我们不能够将福音的传开。
This is the flag of Thailand.
这个是泰国的国旗。
It has 5 horizontal lines.
它有五行。
And 3 colors.
有三个颜色。
Blue, white, and red.
蓝色、白色和红色。
Each of them represent something different.
每一个颜色都是代表了不同的事情。
The blue represents the monarchy.
蓝色是代表了皇帝的制度。
We have a constitutional monarchy just like England.
好像英国一样，泰国是一个皇帝的制度。
We have a king.
我们有一个皇帝。
He has no political power.
他是没有政治上面的权力。
But has a very big influence in the country.
但在国家里面有很大的影响力。
One of the most significant events that happened these past 4 years was the death of Thailand's king.
在过去四年有一件很重要的事情对泰国有一个很大的影响，就是这个皇帝的逝世。
Maybe you heard about it on the news.
可能你在新闻都有听见过。
He ruled Thailand for over 70 years.
他是统治了泰国有70几年的时间。
The whole country has been mourning his death for 1 year.
整个的国家是为了他的逝世来到悲哀了一年的时间。
The king is viewed by the Thai people as the unofficial father of Buddhism.
这个皇帝在泰国里面是好像一个非官式的，但是好像一个佛教里面的一个的教父一样。
In fact, if the king of Thailand were to become a Christian, he would probably have to give up the throne.
如果这个泰国的皇帝是成为基督徒的时候，他就不能够再做皇帝了。
Now, this is something you understand.
这个可能是你会比较容易明白的一样东西。
In Asian culture, the father is a very important person, right?
在亚洲的文化里面，父亲是一个非常重要的人物。
It's very important to show respect and honor to your father, right?
你要对你的父亲是非常有尊敬和孝敬的。
If you are disrespectful to your father, that's a big no-no.
你是不可以不尊敬你的父亲的。
If a Thai person wanted to believe in God and follow him,
如果一个泰国人是要相信神、相信上帝而是跟随上帝的时候，
some Thai people see that as turning their back on their father.
有一些的泰国人就会觉得是他们是违背了他们的父亲。
Because you are rejecting his religion.
因为你是拒绝了你父亲的宗教。
Would you do that to your father?
你对你的父亲会不会这样做呢?
Very difficult.
非常之困难。
The white in the flag represents Buddhism.
在个旗的白色是代表了佛教。
For a Thai person,
对一个泰国人来说,
okay, this is a tough one, Emily. Their ethnic identity, who they are as a Thai person.
他们那个民族的意识,
and their religion,
和他们的宗教,
are intertwined together.
他们是将它纠缠在一起的。
Very difficult to separate them.
将他们的民族意识和宗教是非常之难分割的。
We have a saying in Thailand.
我们在泰国有一句俗语。
To be Thai is to be Buddhist.
你要做泰国人的时候，你就要做一个佛教徒。
The people of Thailand,
在泰国的人,
define themselves, their identity,
他们怎样去认同他自己的身份呢?
As a Buddhist person.
就是一个佛教的信徒。
There are some Thai people,
有一些泰国人,
who believe,
他们相信,
that if they want to follow Jesus,
如果他们是要跟随耶稣的时候,
they will no longer be a Thai person.
他们就不能够再成为泰国人了。
In Canada, we have freedom of religion, right?
在加拿大的时候, 我们是宗教有绝对的自由。
You can follow any religion you want.
你是对什么宗教去相信都可以的。
You can be Buddhist.
你可以做佛教徒。
Muslim.
你可以做回教徒。
Christian.
你可以做基督徒。
And yet you are still a Canadian person.
你仍然都是一个加拿大人。
Just like in China, if you came from China or Hong Kong.
如果你是中国或者香港来的时候。
You are Chinese.
你是中国人。
But you can choose to follow any religion you want.
你可以选择去信任何一个宗教。
If you follow a different religion, it doesn't make you less Chinese, right?
如果你是信一个其他的宗教，不会令到你不是一个中国人。
But for a Thai person,
但是对一个泰国人，
very difficult to understand that.
但是这个的意思是非常之难明白的。
The red in the flag represents the people of Thailand.
在这个的旗的红色就是代表泰国的人民。
More specifically, the soldiers who fought for Thailand's independence.
特别是讲到泰国的士兵，他们怎样来到为泰国的独立来到去征战。
Thailand is the only country in Southeast Asia that has never been colonized by a Western power.
泰国是在东南亚唯一的国家是从未被一个西方的国家成为殖民地的。
Cambodia, Vietnam, and Laos were all ruled by France at one time.
在越南、柬埔寨和寮国都是曾经是被法国人来到统治成为殖民地。
And Malaysia, Burma, and Hong Kong were all ruled by Great Britain at one time.
马来西亚、缅甸和香港都是被英国人统治成为殖民地。
But Thailand has always been able to maintain their independence.
但是泰国是一直以来都是有他们自己独立的政府。
What is significant about that is that Thai people see Christianity as a Western religion.
但最困难的时候是泰国人是觉得基督教是一个西方的宗教。
Because missionaries from Western Europe brought it to Thailand.
因为是在欧洲这个西方的国家将基督教带入去泰国地方。
So they think that Christianity also has a Western God.
所以他们相信基督教是一个西方人的文化的宗教。
If I'm a Thai person,
如果我是一个泰国人的时候，
and I want to follow Christianity,
如果我要是信基督教的时候，
that means I have to submit to a Western God.
这样的时候我就是要去信服一个西方的神。
But I'm a Thai person.
但我是一个泰国人。
We've never been under anyone else.
我们从来没试过被任何人统治的。
We have our freedom.
我们有我们的自由。
So we, as missionaries, we explain that God is a God of all the nations.
但是我们做宣教士的，我们说神是所有的文化族、国族 的神。
Christianity is not a Western religion.
基督教不是一个西方的宗教。
In fact, Christianity really came from the Middle East.
基督教其实真正来讲是从中东而来的。
But for a Thai person, very difficult to understand.
但从一个泰国人的角度是非常之困难去明白。
So these are some of the obstacles we face in trying to tell Thai people about Jesus.
所以我们对泰国人传福音的时候，这些是其中一些的困难。
But despite these obstacles, God has provided a wide open door in Thailand.
但虽然有这么多的困难，神都是将一个宽大的门来到赐给我们。
One of the most exciting events that we were a part of this past term was the Celebration of Love Festival.
在過往一年的時候，我們一個很高興、很興奮的一個活動，就是一個愛的一個慶祝。
This was a program in partnership with the Billy Graham Association.
這個就是跟葛培理的報道團一起合作的一個慶典。
It was a program where both Thai people and foreigners could come and hear about God's love for them.
这个的节日就是泰国的本地人和一些外籍人是一起可以一同时候来到去听到神的爱。
What was exciting was to see the Thai church and the international churches come together.
为什么令到我们这么兴奋的时候，就是一些泰国本地的教会和国际的教会是一起的来到去听这个信息。
God gave a vision to one of the Thai pastors.
神是将一个的意象是给过一个泰国的牧者。
He wanted to see 10% of the population of Phuket believe in God and follow God.
这个意象就是这个牧者要看到在布吉里面是要有十分之一的人来到去认识神。
The present population of Phuket is 300,000 people.
在布吉里面现在是有300,000的人。
The size of the church is 3,000 people.
咁喺教會裏邊嘅人數係有3,000人。
Sorry, I have some more math for you, Emily. What is 10% of 300,000?
咁300,000嘅十分一係幾多咧
？Audience participation. 30,000 people.
就係30,000人啦。
There are 3,000 believers.
但係我哋只有3,000個信徒。
The Thai churches are trusting God to see 30,000.
但是泰国的教会是相信神会给他们有30,000的信徒。
That's 10 times the number of the church right now.
这个就是现在人数的十倍那么多。
The largest ever Christian gathering in Phuket was 5,000 people.
在布吉里面一个最大的宗教聚会是曾经有5,000人。
The Thai churches are trusting God to see 20,000 people come each night to these meetings.
但是泰国的教会，他们有信心神是会将每一晚有20,000的人带到这些聚会当中。
From 3,000 to 30,000.
从3,000去到30,000。
That's a lot of faith, isn't it?
这个是一个很大的信心。
But they're believing God to do great things.
但是他们相信神是会为他们成就大事。
This event is supposed to happen next month.
这个的庆典，这个节日就会在下个月开始。
So please be praying for God to do a mighty work in Thailand.
我们都是祈求神在泰国里面来到为这班的人来到成就大事。
Should you go or should you stay?
你应该去，又或应该留呢？
You should go because less people have the opportunity to hear the gospel there than here.
你应该要去，因为当地的人是有更少的机会能够去听到福音。
Here's the second reason.
第二个原因。
Because of this little book.
因为这一本的簿仔。
Because your Canadian passport opens doors for you.
因为你的加拿大护照能够为你来到开一些门。
Now this is the first time I've given this message in a Chinese church.
这个是我第一次在一间中国教会里面讲这篇道。
So I recognize many of you do not have a Canadian passport.
我相信可能有一些在座的朋友是未有这个加拿大的护照的。
But I think the principle is still applicable to you.
但是这个故事的原则都是一样的。
If your passport's from Hong Kong or Taiwan or another part of China.
无论你的护照是香港、台湾或者中国。
Now I also realize what I'm going to say may not be politically correct.
我跟住所讲咧，未必一定系政治正确嘅。
But I want to tell you, this is how the world works.
但系呢个系呢个世界系点样运作嘅
？Let me explain.
等我去解释。
I'm talking about access here.
我哋系讲紧呢个接进权。
The fact that you are from Canada gets you into countries and places that many people in the world cannot get into.
因为你是拿着加拿大护照的时候你能够进入到很多个地方是其他人拿其他护照不能够进入的。
And I think if you have a passport from Hong Kong, it's almost the same.
如果你有香港的护照可能都是差不多。
As I have had opportunity to travel to different countries,
当我有这个机会来到去不同的国家去 進入去嘅時候
，I meet people from those countries。
我係認識到當地唔同國家嘅人。
I tell them I'm from Canada。
我同佢哋講我係從加拿大嚟嘅。
And people tell me all the time。
咁啲人成日都係咁同我講。
Oh, we love Canadians。
我哋好愛加拿大人㗎。
I don't know what it is about us Canadians people like。
我唔知道點解佢哋咁中意加拿大人。
Maybe we're all nice people。
可能我哋都係啲好好好嘅人。
Maybe it's our Tim Hortons coffee.
可能是我們的很好的 Tim Hortons 咖啡。
Maybe it's because we say I'm sorry a lot.
或者我們經常都很喜歡跟人道歉的，說對不起的。
I think I'll use this mic here. This thing keeps falling off my ear. Sorry. Okay. Here we go. As Canadians, we get access and acceptance into countries that many other people of the world don't get into.
我哋加拿大人係能夠有可以有一個接進權，同埋俾人哋去接納，係其他國家未必能夠做得到嘅。
As a Canadian or even as a Chinese person，
啊，無論你係加拿大人或者係中國人
，You represent wealth, education, knowledge, and progress。
你係代表咗你有啊豐富嘅，你有啊才幹，你有學識同埋有進度。
These are things that many of the countries in the world are looking for.
呢啲就係好多國家都係嚟到係去渴望得到嘅嘢。
And you have them because you were born here or lived here for a very long time.
你有呢啲嘅你有呢啲嘅嘢係因為你喺加拿大出世，或者你係住咗好耐。
In Thailand, you can get a job as an English teacher in a Thai school in almost any school in the country.
在泰國的時候，如果你能夠教英文，你是差不多是任何一個地方、任何個學校都能夠找到工作。
One of the things that I did in Phuket was work as a volunteer with the Royal Thai Police Force.
我在布吉的時候，我有一個工作就是在泰國的皇家警務處來到做一個的義工。
This group of volunteers would give of their time to resolve issues between foreigners and Thai people.
呢一班嘅義工咧，就係嚟到係去幫助泰國嘅人，同埋一班嘅外籍嘅人士嚟到係去調解一啲嘅糾紛。
As a foreigner, maybe you rented a motorcycle and it got broken.
你係一個外籍人嘅時候，你可能租咗架電單車，但係整爛咗。
And you had to take it back to the shop and explain to the owner what happened.
咁你咧就要將呢架爛咗嘅電單車帶翻去依間鋪頭，同佢解釋點解你整爛咗架電單車。
But you don't speak their language.
但係你唔識講佢嘅言語。
How do you explain what happened?
你怎樣去解釋發生什麼事呢?
Or maybe this group I work with, maybe the foreigners go to the bars to have a drink.
咁我同呢班人做嘅就係一班嘅外籍人可能去一個酒吧度去飲下酒。
And they get their bill.
咁佢哋收到佢哋嘅單。
And it's a lot more money than they thought it was.
咁嗰張單咧似乎係過高嘅。
Or maybe they lost their passport.
或者佢哋唔見咗佢哋嘅護照。
And they have to go to the police station and explain what happened. How do you do that if you don't speak the language? So I served as a Thai translator. Because I could speak Thai fluently. When I worked with this group, the foreigners would give their report to the Thai colonel.
咁依班嘅外籍人咧，就會將佢哋依個嘅報告咧，就交俾佢哋泰國嘅一啲嘅官員。
So I would translate the report into Thai for the police chief。
咁我咧就會將依個嘅報告嚟到係翻譯成為泰文嚟到俾佢哋嘅警察。
And he would speak to me in Thai, and I would translate in English for the group of foreigners。
咁佢就用泰文嚟到同我講，而我就將佢哋翻譯到英文嚟到同依班嘅外籍人嚟到解釋。
I also got the opportunity to meet the governor of Phuket also。
咁我咧亦都係能夠喺布吉嘅時候見到當地嘅省長。
A good friend of mine, Dwight Martin, grew up in Thailand, where his parents served as missionaries back in the 1950s.
我有一個嘅好朋友叫做 Dwight Martin， 佢嘅父母喺1960年時候就去到泰國嚟到做宣教士。
He remembers a time when the king of Thailand came to his village to visit.
咁佢記得嘅時候，當時嘅泰國嘅皇帝嚟到佢哋嘅村莊裏邊去探佢哋。
The king heard.That there was an American family living in that village.
咁個皇帝係聽到嗰度係一個美國嘅家庭住喺嗰個嘅小鎮裏邊。
He asked the wife of that family if she could cook some American food for him.
咁佢就問呢個嘅太太可唔可以幫佢哋煮一啲北美洲美國嘅食物
？Which she did. I think she made him a sandwich.
她可能就幫他做了一個三文治。
But think about this for a moment. There are thousands of Thai people that live in that same village. Why would the king choose an American family to go and visit? Instead of all the other Thai people that live in that village. Because they were the only foreigners living there. And maybe the king wanted to try American food. In many countries around the world, missionaries are given special status. In our previous ministry, I traveled around the country to train leaders in churches. I never did that before. I didn't have any special training in it. They didn't teach me at Bible school how to do that. I often wondered, why did these Thai pastors listen to me? Many of them were 10 or 20 years older than I was. Because I came as a missionary. It did not matter that I had less experience than them. It didn't matter that I was younger than them. They accepted me and listened to me simply because I was an educated missionary from Canada who could speak their language. I say all this because God can use the fact that you come from a great country like Canada to open doors for you to share the gospel with other people. Should you go or should you stay? You should go because less people have the opportunity to hear there than they do here. And because your Canadian passport or Hong Kong passport opens doors for you. Here's the third and last reason. Simply because you can. I was born here in Scarborough. But I grew up in the town of Markham. When Markville Mall was just a cornfield. Do you remember when you were a child? Do you remember when you were a child, you thought about what I want to do when I grow up to be an adult? When I was a child, the first thing I wanted to be was a marine biologist. Do you know what that is?
你知不知道什麼叫做海洋生物學家呢?
Because I thought, what a great job that I could ride and train dolphins.
我就覺得如果我可以騎在一個海豚和訓練這些海豚是非常有興趣的。
Who thinks that would be fun? Would that be fun?
這個是不是很有興趣呢?
As I got into high school,
當我入到中學的時候,
I developed a love for studying law. I took as many courses as I could. I was headed towards a career in law. When God began to burden my heart for missions. Now, when I was growing up, I just assumed that I would finish university. And then get a job in a law firm in Toronto. I never even considered the idea of going overseas. I simply didn't think about it. But that was 30 years ago. Let's fast forward to today.
咁我哋將佢好快嘅嚟到今日啦。
I want to tell you today that you can do almost any job in Canada in another country.
但係今日三十年後，你喺加拿大所做任何一份嘅工作，你喺其他嘅國家同樣地可以做嗰份嘅工作。
And you can use your job to make a spiritual impact in the lives of other people.
你能够用你现在做的工作在当地的时候来到去影响一个人的属灵的生命。
Now you may not sense God's calling to do full-time church work.
你可能没神，不感觉到神对你有一个呼召去做一个全时间的传道人。
But the job you are doing today, you could do in Africa or Europe or Latin America or Asia.
但你今天做的工作，你可以带到去非洲，带到去拉丁美洲，带到去亞洲來同樣做你嗰份嘅工作。
In fact, in some countries, there is limited access.
但係有啲嘅國家，佢哋可以進入嘅權係非常之嘅有限制嘅。
So I can't get into some countries to do church work.
有啲嘅國家我唔能夠入到去嚟到做福音嘅事工。
But if you are a business person,
但如果你係一個做生意嘅人
，or an IT person,
或者係做電腦嘅人
，or a nurse,
或者係一個護士
，you can get into some countries that I cannot get into.
你可以入到去一啲嘅國家，而我成一個傳道人唔能夠入到佢嘅。
And you can use your job to make an impact on people's lives.
你能夠用你嘅工作，能夠成喺別人嘅生命上邊有一個嘅正面嘅影響。
In our church in Phuket,
喺布吉呢個教會當中
，we had many single people.
我哋有好多獨身嘅人
，in their 20s and 30s，
大約係廿零三十歲
，teaching in one of the international schools。
佢哋喺國際學校裏邊做教師。
Now you might say to yourself，
你可能同自己講
，I have a family，
我有我嘅家庭
，but we also had families too。
但係我哋當時亦都有家庭喺當中嘅。
In fact， we had one family from Finland that had two small children that were teaching at one of the international schools。
我哋喺嗰度係有喺芬蘭嚟到一個家庭，有兩個小朋友喺嗰度係嚟到係去教書嘅。
They were living in Phuket and using their job as a means to share the gospel with other people。
佢哋住喺布吉呢個地方，就用佢哋嘅事對佢哋嘅工作嚟到將福音嚟到傳俾嗰度嘅人。
We also had many people working in hotels.
我哋有好多人係喺酒店裏邊工作。
In guest relations.
喺個公關裏邊嚟到工作。
IT department.
喺電腦方面工作。
Or even fluent in another language as a translator.
或者係喺另外一個嘅語言十分之嘅流利，佢哋可以做翻譯。
We had one girl who was from Russia.
我哋有一個嘅姊妹係從蘇聯嚟嘅。
She worked in guest services.
咁咧，佢就係做一個公關嘅工作。
So when tourists would come to Phuket from Russia.
如果係喺蘇聯嚟到嘅遊客咧
，she would help them with their needs at the hotel.
咁咧，佢就喺個酒店裏邊嚟到幫助佢哋啦。
Because she spoke both Russian and English.
因為佢能夠可以講俄文同埋講英文。
They probably need people who speak Cantonese or Mandarin also.
咁佢哋亦都可能需要有人可以講廣東話或者國語。
We have a number of people involved in community development projects.
我哋都有好多人喺社區嗰個嘅發展裏邊工作。
They work with kids who are at risk to be sold into sex slavery.
佢哋係同一啲嘅兒童係將會有可能被賣到去做一個嘅行淫嗰個嘅工作裏邊嚟到係幫助佢哋。
Or they work with the girls that work in the bars.
佢或者係一啲酒吧裏邊嘅女士嚟到同佢哋工作。
Helping them to leave the bar and find a new job.
嚟到幫助佢哋離開呢啲嘅環境嚟到去揾一個新嘅工作。
The point is this.
嗰個重點喺呢度。
The possibilities are vast and varied that you find overseas, just like you find in Canada.
你喺國外能夠呢個工作嗰個嘅可能性、嗰個嘅機會，同喺加拿大係完全一樣嘅。
So, why not consider leaving Canada for a few years and going to live and work in another country?
咁你會唔會考慮離開加拿大幾年嘅時間，去到外地一個另外一個國家嚟到去工作咧？
And get involved with the lives of local people and foreigners.
来到在他们的生命，在他们的外籍人或者他们的本地人的生命里面来到投资。
So that you can share with them the story of Jesus.
你能够跟他们来到分享主耶稣基督救恩的故事。
I'm reminded of some words of the Apostle Paul.
我是被保罗的话语说话来到提醒。
He wrote these words to a group of Christians living in Rome.
他将这些话语写给罗马的教会。
They are found for us in Romans chapter 10, verses 13 to 15.
就喺罗马书第十章第十三至到第十五节。
These are the same verses that Pastor Simon read earlier.
今日就系头先司牧师所读嘅经文。
Maybe Emily, if you could read it in Cantonese just one more time, and you can read the English.
罗马书第十章第十三节，因为凡求告主名的，就必得救；而 然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？若没有奉差遣的，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。
I'm almost finished, just a few more minutes.
我就来完了。
The point of these verses is this.
这段的经文的重点是什么呢？
In order for someone to choose to believe in God and follow him,
如果要有人来到去选择去信耶稣，来到跟随耶稣的时候，
someone needs to be willing to go and tell them.
一定要有人愿意去来到告诉他们。
So this is what I'm telling you today.
这个就是我今天给大家的信息。
Go if you can.
如果你能够的时候，你要去。
Now you might be thinking, shouldn't God call me to do this?
那你会想，神是不是应该对我有一个呼召先呢？
Now that is true to some extent.
对某一个程度上是正确的。
But I wonder if we interpret calling as being a mystical event.
但如果我们觉得这个呼召是一个很神奇的一个经历，
where God meets us in a powerful moment to tell us something.
神是用一个很超大超自然的能力来告诉我们。
That does happen in some people's lives.
有一些人的生命是会这样发生的。
But for many people,God's calling or leading is more subtle than that.
但有很多人神嗰个嘅带领，神嗰个嘅呼召系比较平凡一啲嘅。
Maybe you read a verse in the Bible.
可能你喺圣经里边睇见一段嘅经文。
Or maybe singing a song.
可能你唱一首嘅歌。
Or seeing a dramatic presentation.
可能你睇一啲嘅戏剧。
That God uses those things to speak to your heart.
但神系用呢啲唔同嘅媒介嚟到同你嘅心嚟到说话。
To tell you maybe you should get involved and go also.
他跟你说一个信息，就是或者你都要去参与，你要去。
What is important is not the terminology we use to describe.
我们最重要的不是用我们用什么术语来去解释。
But whether you sense God's leading to do this or not.
这个是你有没有能够去感应到神有没有带领去来去做。
That's what's most important.
这个是最重要的一点。
So as we think about whether we should go or whether we should stay,We need to pray a lot.
我们到底应该去抑或是留呢？我们要是恳切的祷告。
We need to seek God's face and ask him to show us what he wants us to do.
我们要寻求神的面，让他知道他的心意在我们的生命里面是什么。
I told you at the beginning of my message, I would give you an opportunity to respond.
我在开头的时候跟大家说，我会给一个机会给大家来到有一个回应。
In just a moment, I'm going to play a song for you.
那在一会儿我会给大家听一首歌。
We'll see it on a video.
我们是有一个影片给大家看到的。
The song is called God of the City.
这首歌的名字就是这个城市里面的神。
Did you know the group that wrote this song?
你知不知道他写这首歌的一班的人？
Their name is Blue Tree.
他们的乐队的名字叫 Blue Tree, 蓝色的树。
They wrote this song when they were in Thailand on a missions trip.
咁佢哋写呢首歌嘅时候咧，就系佢哋去泰国做紧一个宣教嘅一个嘅短宣嘅事工。
They were in the city of Pattaya。
佢哋喺 Pattaya 呢个嘅城市里边。
It's about 1 hour outside Bangkok。
喺曼谷大约离开一个钟头嘅时间嘅地方。
They were sitting in a bar one night。
咁佢哋有一晚就喺一个酒吧里边。
And they were looking at all the people around them。
佢哋系睇佢哋周围所有嘅人。
And they saw that God was not yet finished with that city。
他们看见神的工作在这个城市里面是未曾完成。
God still wanted people in that city to come to know him.
神仍然需要这个城市的人来去认识他。
To believe in him and follow him.
来相信他，来去跟随他。
The chorus says these words.
在副歌里面这么说。
Greater things have yet to come.
有更大的事情是将要来到。
And greater things are still to be done here.
有更大的事情要在这里来去成就。
Folks,God is not yet finished with Phuket, Thailand.
神是未在布吉这个地方完成他的工作。
God is not yet finished with Baku, Azerbaijan.
神也未在这些不同的泰国的地方来完成他的工作。
Or Mexico City, Mexico.
或者在墨西哥的地方。
There are still many people in many cities in this world that have yet to hear the gospel story.
在这个世界里面有很多的国家，神的工作仍然是未完成，因为他们未听到福音。
So I want to ask you the same question that was asked of me 29 years ago.
所以我今天要问大家一个，在29年前我被问一个问题。
Are you willing to go?
你愿不愿意去呢？
Would you be willing to leave Canada for a short or a long period of time and go to another country and to look for opportunities to share the story of Jesus with people there?
你愿不愿意离开加拿大这个国家，去到一个异国的地方，来到去找寻这个机会，将福音传给当地的人？
If you are willing to go,
如果你是愿意去的话，
then I want to ask you to do something.
我希望来到去请你做一些东西。
While the video is being played,
当这个影带是播放的时候，
I simply want to ask if you would be willing to come and stand with me at the front.
我就请你来到走出来，跟我一起站在前面。
I know we don't usually respond that way.
我知道我们平时很少这样来回应的。
But sometimes when we respond physically, it helps us to remember the decisions we make.
但有时候我们当我们去用我们的身体语言来去回应的时候，会帮助到我们去记忆，我记得我们那个的立志。
Now I want to tell you, if you come forward today, I'm not signing you up for anything.
但我想告诉你，虽然你走来前面，我不是会帮你去报名去做任何事的。
This is between you and God.
这个是你和神之间的事。
But by coming forward, you are simply saying, God, I'm willing to go if you want me to.
当你走来前面的时候，你只是说，神啊，如果你要我去的时候，我是愿意为你而去。
Maybe you've made this kind of a decision before.
你可能以前都做过咁样同样嘅决定。
In another missions meeting.
可能喺另外一个差传年会里边。
If you did,
如果你曾经咁做过，
then I wanted to invite you to come again this time.
咁我亦都系想邀请你再嚟重新嘅嚟到立志。
Just to say to God, I'm still here and I'm still willing to go if you want me.
就系同神讲，我今日仍然喺度，我仍然都系愿意为你而去。
Now, for some of you, you are not able to go.
可能有一些人你不可能去的。
I understand that.
我完全明白。
But maybe you want to have a bigger or greater part in helping other people to go.
但或者你想是更加多的参与，以至到去支持其他人可以出去。
Maybe you want to pray more for missionaries than you did before.
可能你在祈祷上面想更多的为宣教士来到祈祷。
Maybe you want to pray for some of the people in this church who want to go.
或者你是愿意摆更多的时间为教会里面愿意出去的弟兄姊妹来到祈祷。
In the English service, we had four or five people come forward.
在英文堂的时候，我们有四五个弟兄姊妹出来。
Maybe you want to help give money so that those people can go.
或者你愿意奉献，以致到那些人可以出去。
Maybe you want to trust God so that you can give more this year than what you did last year to missions.
或者你是想要更加相信神，以致你今年在奉献上面能够更加的多，比起去年是更加的用力。
Or maybe you simply want to encourage other people who want to go.
或者你就是去鼓励其他想出去的人。
So if you want to have that part,
如果你是想在这方面参与的时候，
I also want to invite you to come forward during the song too.
那我也是同样的想请你来到走在前面。
Just to tell God, I want to support other people who will want to go.
就告诉神听，我愿意支持出到去的弟兄姊妹。
So let's listen to the song now, and then I will close in prayer afterwards.
我们请大家听这首歌，然后我之后我会一起的来到祈祷。
I want to ask if we would stand.
请大家一起的起立。
Sometimes it's a little difficult to get out of the pew, but just come if you feel you're willing to.Greater things have yet to come, greater things still to be done in this city. Let's pray. Father God, you have made it clear from your Bible.
神啊，你喺圣经里边好清楚嘅话俾我哋听。
That you have a heart to reach the nations.
你嘅心系要万民都系相信你。
You want to see as many people as possible put their faith in Jesus before he comes back.
你系要喺耶稣翻嚟之前，有更多嘅人嚟到系去相信主耶稣。
Father, I pray for those who have come forward today.
That
are saying to you, I'm willing to go if you want me to.
他们是说,如果你要我去的时候,我愿意来到去。
God, would you continue to lead them from this day forward?
神啊,求你在今后的日子继续的带领他们。
Would you affirm and reaffirm to them your leading in their life?
请你来到去肯定在他们,在你面前的信心和立志。
And Father, for others, they want to be there, come because they want to support other people.
有其他人，他们是愿意来到继续的支持其他的人。
God, I pray for them today too.
我为着他们来到祷告。
Would you increase the burden in their heart to pray for missions and missionaries?
请你将他这个去为宣教士、为宣教工作来到去祷告这个负担来到去加给他们。
And Father, would you bless them financially more this next year than what you did this last year?
亦都愿意求你在经济上更大的祝福他们。
Give them more money, God.
让他们能够有更多的金钱。
So that they might be able to give more to help others to go.
以照他们能够更多的奉献来到去差更多的人来到去工厂当中。
Show us, O God, what you would have us to do.
神啊，求你来到给我们看见你的心意，要我们怎样去行。
And use each one of us to extend your kingdom here on earth.
让我们每一个人，以至到你的国度，是能够更加的能够得到伸展。
For Jesus' sake, in His glory we pray, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督荣耀的名求， Amen. Just before